with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. I hope you're out of bed, your feet are on the floor, and you're getting ready to fire up your grill or your smoker. Just because it's single digits out there doesn't mean you can't get out in your backyard and create a little grill envy. I'm going to do it, so you should too. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. Baritone Beer, Chaz Thompson from Schmoes is with us as well. What's up, Bob?
Well, if you're lucky, you've got some hard water in your backyard, and you can take some of those tips that Chaz just gave you and run with it or walk with it. So I just wanted to talk about a little bit outdoor cooking, because this time of year, if you are on the ice, a lot of guys actually bring grills, build bonfires, do all sorts of things on the ice. But a really cool way to do it is what I call a can heater. And that's one of these little burners that sits on top of a little Coleman can. A
little propane tank.
Yeah.
Right?
And they're about 10,000 BTU. And you can cook up, you can bring out soup on the ice, or if you're snowmobiling, you know, you can put that in your little go bag. And you can build a heck of a nice fire with that thing very quickly. And they're just so small. You can cook up a major meal. Dutch oven, I know you love to use your Dutch oven. Oh, you don't have one.
No, that would be you. That would be you. I don't know as you eat a meal that wasn't made in that Dutch oven. But hey, Chaz, now, in just from a perspective, the number of guys that use shanties versus not. What is you spend a ton of time on the ice, and I'm going somewhere with this because I used to have a shanty. My family had a cottage on Gun Lake, and it was so big and so windy, and you know, you'd get out there, and we had it in a spot where we could catch perch a lot of the time. So we'd have a shanty out there. But I remember we'd get there on Friday and take a big pot of chili out there, and this burner that you just talked about, set it on there, heat it up, eat it, shut it down, let it freeze, right? And we'd do that all weekend, so we'd eat it like two or three times throughout the weekend. I don't know how sanitary that was to heat it up, cool it down, eat it up, cool it down.
I don't think you
but
could
it never hurt
anything.
Me. It no. never hurt me at all, but that was in a shanty. But you were talking about bringing it with you. What do you think about the number of guys that are in shanties versus not? Is it by lake, or what do you think?
Really, I think it's more by lake and by species that you're targeting. A lot of the guys that are going to set down over a kind of a fixed school of perch like you were talking about, you're in one spot, and you can set up a shanty, whether it's a flip over, a pop-up tent, or a homemade plywood and tarp kind of contraption.
There's so many cool portables now.
Oh, yeah. But that's more for that sight fishing. If you're early bluegills in shallow depths, you know, you can use Grandpa's trick with the eggshells and stuff to watch them go by in the hole, things like that. That works really good. Now, if you're a crappie guy, you know, right. Crappie move. Their schools move around. They're suspended. You don't always know where they're going to be. You need to be a little more portable. If you're tournament fishing, if you're chasing, you know, tip-ups and things like that, you need to be a little more portable, and that's where you go to the ice suits.
Don't you think the bigger lakes, too, tend to have more shanties? Because you've got to trek quite a ways out to your hole. Right. You've got to bring a bunch of stuff, and I don't know. On the big lakes, I always see a ton of shanties. Where on the small lakes, I'll see guys more just kind of there for the day or a little bit, a few hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, back in the day, you didn't have the clothes. I mean, you're in your L.L. Bean wool jacket.
Stormy.
Yeah.
The Stormy.
Well, but I mean, the guy in his L.L. Bean worm jacket, you know, right. And stuff like that, and all traditional, the wind still blew through those wool things.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. The modern ice suit is nylon. No wind blows through it, and you can protect yourself. So they needed shanties, where now it's just an option.
That's a good point. That's a valid point. It was all wool.
And yeah. So if you want to be more portable, my buddies and I, when we're fishing tournaments, you're jumping holes all the time because you need to find the biggest fish. You're looking for the 16 biggest bluegills to turn in because that's how you win. And so you're going to be jumping around. You don't want to drag a shanty. You don't want to drag all that extra stuff. But if you're taking the kids out on the lake and hanging out, or your father-in-law or somebody that's not going to be, you know, hole hopping, jumping
around.
You got
to have a shanty.
Right.
You get your shanty out.
But they're pretty cool, too, because they've got nice little heaters in them now. And even if you don't have a heater, just the four or five people in there warm it up. And
well, that burner that you were talking about.
It's going to throw
some chili.
Heat off.
And the chili provides heat, you know. And, give it a minute to process.
And the exponential gas from it.
Right. exponential, right.
So another good food to take out on the ice is a pasty. You can wrap it up in foil, and you can either have it fully cooked, or you can par-bake your pasties. So, like, if you're into
That's a term I'm not familiar with. What is par-baking?
Yep. They just bake it half the way. And our sponsor, Vicky's, they'll make them for you that way if you just want them partially cooked. And then you can wrap them up in foil and finish them off wherever you're at. That way you have a really nice texture on it.
On that little
burner.
Well, whatever.
I think you'd want, like, I hate to say Dutch oven, but you'd want something like foil.
No, you don't hate to say Dutch oven. You love to say Dutch oven.
Just to watch your face.
Hey, I got a little rack on my
Just to watch your face.
Yeah. So no, here's a legitimate one, though. If you've got that little 10,000 BTU burner that doubles as a heater, you flip it up so you can set a pan on it. It's nothing to just bring a little pint bottle of oil out there, fillet a fish right after you catch it. You know what? Our friend Captain Ken uses a dry rub on his fish, and it's some of the best fish I've ever eaten. And he uses walleye, so that helps. But even
what's
if you
the brand
walleye,
of that?
You know, it comes in a red and a yellow, but it's a cornmeal batter. I'm
right,
trying to remember
it's cornmeal.
What it is.
We used it at Alan Bob's a couple weeks ago.
And but it's fabulous.
That's fantastic.
But where I'm going is a little bag of that, which is self-contained in a little pint of oil.
You can and a fry pan.
In a fry pan, you can cook fish in your shanty, and they're nothing better than that absolute fresh fish, a little salt and pepper, bang. Buddies are eating it.
Now, to comply, don't throw your fish waste down the hole.
Okay.
Please, DNR's got rules about that, so I want to be clear about that.
Okay.
Take your stuff off the ice. And there's nothing I hate more than finding trash on the ice.
Yeah, absolutely. That's trashy.
That's bad sportsmanship.
Could you throw, and I'm asking, okay, I'm not saying I've done this. Could you throw the fish carcass out and, like, the crows or something would come and pick it, or is that not appropriate?
That's
not,
what they don't want you
not
to
legal.
Do.
Okay. All right. Because so, I don't know. I was just asking.
You know, bring a little trash bag, take care of
your
stuff,
with you.
And take everything back. Bob's going back to his Asian cooking.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. No, I mean to eat the fish.
Oh, okay.
That was you.
And
cooking.
Then you eat the cat.
Right. Oh, wow. If you're a longtime listener of the Grilling Guys, some of that might have made sense. But if you're not, we apologize for the babble.
Now, I do have a good knockoff of Captain Ken's Dry Dredge on the MIIceGuys.com. So if you need to make up your own, there's a good one right on there.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and we do love cats. I fed three this morning. But you can get us at thegrillingguys.com. You can follow us on Facebook /thegrillingguys. We post lots of pictures there, and I'm always putting my cooks on there just because I love showing pictures of food. It keeps me fat. But speaking of fat, it's that time of year when everybody's making their New Year's resolutions.
That's right.
I was at Snap Fitness last night, and the place was packed. I could barely find an elliptical machine to get on. So
give it a week. It'll thin out.
If you're no, you know what? That place stays pretty busy. But last night, I normally don't go at 5 o'clock because everybody's getting out of work.
Right.
But if you're wanting to get that waistline trimmed up a little bit or get your muscle toned, they have awesome trainers down there. Visit Snap Fitness and fulfill your New Year's resolution, and you'll just feel better about yourself. You can drink more beer if you go to Snap. Let's put it that way.
You know what? There's no better motivation than that right there. I mean, I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you.
Maybe some fried rice.
Right. Chaz, one last ice fishing question on bait. Okay, do we use live bait or do you use artificial bait? What's pref?
You know, I'm a plastics guy. I usually go a lot to the plastics.
C4.
You get a lot more fish on that. You don't have a hatch in your coat when the bait gets warm because you left it in your coat. Things like that. But there are days when you still need to go to live bait to get the fish to bite.
Because
so having
the synthetics just aren't doing the job.
Yeah. But the plastics are a really great alternative, and as you can see there, Jop, in that little box I handed you, there's a lot
of
shapes
and
sizes.
Randy, you shouldn't put that in your mouth. That's
and,
not really.
But it tastes pretty good.
There's lots of colors available. There's you know, all kinds of different things that you can
put out there. Those aren't the gummies you're
it's
used
really,
to.
Really, really
little pink ones.
An interesting thing to do.
We got pink, white, and like a chartreuse, and some of it is clear, some of it is opaque. It's you got a lot of options. This guy brought his bag, man. He just keeps coming with the colors and the shapes.
He never knows when he's going to see a lake he needs to jump onto.
See, that's what I would think is white the best.
The glows.
It glows in the dark. All right.
Wow.
Coming up next, we're going to be doing a little bit of hot buttered rum, if you can take it. Stick with us. We'll be back.